Well, we're going to go to Psalms 144 today. And in my Bible, it's called a warrior psalm. And, you know, we all know we have spiritual battles. We have spiritual warfare. We have the spiritual weapons to use. Don't use a weapon that you're not familiar with. If you're not, you don't know how to use it, ask the Lord. It's God's. He gave it to us. He told Paul to tell us, put on the whole armor. And as we do, any man using, even in the army, they use armor and use it wrong. It can bring more harm than it'll bring good. I was thinking, even with gifts that God's given us, we need to minister them in love. And if not, you're going to hurt the body more than you're going to help. But I always say, you can't do anything to hurt God's word. You can't. It's still going to remain true. No matter if you disbelieve it, you fight against it, it's still true, and that's where we stand solid. We stand upon the rock, and I love it because a lot of people say, well, I'm still holding on. You might as well let go. Stop holding on. He holds the rock. I hold not the rock, but the rock holds me. That is getting into a one-on-one time with the Lord. We have to know who he is. But he become a psalm to David. This was not the first one, and we're going to see there were many psalms that he wrote. But we're also going to see in verse 9, it was a new song he was going to sing. But we need to understand what those things really mean. In Psalms 144, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Now it says, blessed be the Lord. You know, we are a blessing, but we could do nothing in ourselves. In Romans 3:23, I believe it says, there's none good, no, not one. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. The only way we can do this is lay hold of him. I want to know Jesus. I want to know him in his fullness. But in the psalm, David trusted in God. But it said, blessed be the Lord. The reason why he's saying, blessed be the Lord, I thought of Psalms 103. And it was like, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And it was, blessed be the Lord. And that is L-O-R-D in caps. Jehovah, my strength. He's my rock. He taught me, oh, I got to say it the way it's written, which teacheth my hands to war. Do you know what that means? David had already fought a lion, the paw of a lion, the paw of a bear, and he said, I don't have to fear about the paw of a man, a hand of a man, and he said, I'm going to keep on going. But when he was a shepherd boy, he was also learning how to take care of sheep. He had the staff in his hand. He used that crook to take and pull them back, bring them back into the way they should go. And even bishops used to do that, had that, and they would use it and they would correct with it. But thy rod, what does it do? It corrects us. It comforts us. We're able to lean upon it. But he said, blessed be the Lord because he's my strength. What did Paul say? He had to learn this. Whatever state I am in, I am therewith content. He's content, not in himself, not in the trials that are going on. He had to know who was able to do this. Who would give him the strength? He said, he's my strength. He's going to give you the strength for the battle. So when you fight the battle, it's really not you fighting it. It's God's grace. God is giving you, he is preparing you for battle. We talk about it, but we need to make these words, not just that, oh, the Lord is strong and the Lord teaches us how to war. No, it has to become a personal time and walk with us and him. Has he taught you to war? Has he given you his strength? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, not I, because it's no longer I that liveth. I'm a new man, and I must be in dependence. But you're going to see how David was independence from the time he was a little boy, a shepherd. Now he's a shepherd, and he's going to, you'll see where the time of taking a throne to be ruling over all of Israel, not just two tribes. He's going to come into this and take his throne, but look what happens. He said, he's my strength. This meant something to David, which teacheth my hands. He taught me this. He taught me his word. He said about Paul, I'm going to make you a minister. I'm going to make you. He couldn't do that. Saul couldn't do those things. Paul couldn't even do it after he was a new man. He said, I'm going to show you what things you must need suffer. But if he goes through suffering, who's going to take him through these battles? The Lord did. He teaches my hand to war and my fingers to fight. And I wrote how, I remember with Saul. Saul thought he killed his thousands, but David his 10,000s. How do you think Saul felt? Saul was angry. He was jealous. He got mad. Why are you, basically, I believe he thought he was usurping authority over his rule, his authority. But he wasn't. You know, just like Phoebe, she wasn't usurping authority. She was taking the authority that had been given to her and exercising it. Here, David says, he taught my hands to war. He taught my fingers to fight. You know, even with the sling, he had to know how to use it, how to hold it, what to do, what he had to have with him. It just wasn't perchance that he went and got those little stones out of the brook. I don't know any man today that would like to go up against a lion and fight with it and say, I'll be able to kill it, or a bear, or a giant. But we have that opportunity. We have that opportunity today to stand. Put on the whole armor of God. It will endure. The word of God endures forever. He taught my fingers how to fight. And I believe that fight is a good fight. It's a good fight of faith. It's believing what God can do. It's believing what God can teach these hands to do. He even played his harp. You remember he used that. Even with Saul, when that heavy spirit came upon him, he used that harp not to show off, not to be up here plucking and just saying, look what I can do. David was in the spirit. David used that. He was saying, Saul, I care. Saul, I'm playing this as unto the Lord, but the Lord is using the gift that he gave me to help you, to build you up. My goodness, now he taught him warfare, but he was also his goodness. Thy loving kindness, it's better than life. My lips shall praise you. You see, he's going to rejoice in the Lord. My goodness, which is his loving kindness, he said, and any goodness that I have, my goodness is from the Lord. My goodness, he's my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust. It's him I'm trusting in. You know, he said, I'm not trusting in, I can have all these buildings that man put up and these big forts and all this. Yeah, it seems safe in there. Say it's all big stone all the way around and your enemy's on the outside. Well, God gave him the ability to build things, but I believe that when you're in the time of war, he's going to show you, I put my confidence in one person, and that is the Lord. Not the fortress, the tower, it's him. It's all him. These are not talking about just deliver me out of. It's taking me through these things. Because when he takes us through, we have praise to him. From the beginning, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. He's my deliverer. My shield. Do we have a shield? The shield of faith, believing God. When the enemy would hurl his darts at you, just take your shield and believe God. God has it. He will deliver you. We can go into read about Paul. He said, God knows how to deliver the godly. He knows how to deliver them out of every temptation, every trial, no matter what it is. And those are the godly. You're his people. He said, that's who I trust in. And he said, who subdueth my people under me? Kind of weird that he would say, subdue people under me. It's like, because if he's going to take a throne, and now he's going to rule over more than just two tribes, if he's going to take that place, it's God that's going to subdue them. I think of presidents and people we have in the place of power in this world. If they would say, in one nation under God, in whom we trust. It's God we're trusting in. Not the power of anything we have. We have a spiritual warfare going on. People go, well, I don't think it's a spiritual warfare. Yes, it is. Israel was told this is their land by God. Man is coming in and fighting against. They're not going to win. We know the end of the story. Well, it's like us. We have victory. Do we still have battles? Yes. But I put my confidence in God. God is wanting us to draw closer to him, that he's all I need. He becomes my all in all. And it will be all in every one that is in his body. Anything we're looking for other than that, it's going to come to naught. He subdues the people under me. Lord, what is a man? And I think we really need to ponder that. Lord, what is a man? That you take knowledge of him. Why do your thoughts upon a man? A fragile vessel. Someone who can do nothing. That's where he's going to get glory and honor. He's going to get glory, but he loves us. He wants to do for us. He doesn't just say, I love you. He shows he loves you. The same. Jesus is the fine flower, even character. It's not, well, I like this one. I don't know about that one, but I like this one, or I see a color, or I see this. That is not how God works. That's how a man works. Lord, what is a man that you would take knowledge of him? Or the Son of Man, that you would make account of him, that you'd be mindful of him? He said, man to me, this is how he explains it, or as we see it, man is like vanity. He's to no profit without God. There's nothing he can do. I can do nothing without Christ. Remember, he said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. The branches is where the fruit comes. Are you bearing fruit? Are you believing God? Man is like vanity, empty, no profit. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Just like a breath. If God didn't give us the breath to breathe, it'd be done. He's done. That fast. And this is how he sees it, a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord. Come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. And you can go in Exodus 19 and read about that at Mount Sinai. We can see that there was power there. And they were afraid. They didn't want to approach that mountain. He wants us to approach him not because he's all powerful and he can strike us down and he can just get onto us. He wants us to come to him because he loves you. I love you. I want to be your strength. I'll teach you how to war, a spiritual warfare with spiritual weapons. I want you to come to me. Don't send somebody else. Don't say, well, let so-and-so do it. I'm not as good. Who is determining in the balance what's good and what's bad? People say skillful. Well, do you think you got to play like Liberace to be skillful? No. You are skillful on whatever measure he's given it to you. That is all you're responsible for. That is such a peace and a rest. And we have to allow God to use what we have. He'll increase it. But he wants us to have his peace. What is it that we've taught him? What is it that we're going to compare him with? Who is it that you're comparing the Lord to? Because I'm telling you, there's no man on this earth that can do anything without God. So God must get all the glory, all of it. He said, I will not share my glory with another. I'm not going to give it to somebody else. That's why I love Charlie Kirk. I love that man. I love his testimony. But don't give the glory to Charlie Kirk. Give it to God. That's where we, and only God can get down in the heart and know the attitude. I thank God for the work he done in that man's life and what he shared, the light, while he's here on earth. Anything else? Nothing. It's empty. It's vain. But when he bows down the heavens, and I tell you, we look at that now and, you know, you'll see where David's actually just, it's a psalm to him, an experience he's going through. Oh, Lord, come down, touch the mountains, they shall smoke. Go to the book of Revelation, you'll see what'll happen when he comes down, when the judgments fall, when those vials are open. Cast forth lightning. I always thought lightning is, those are some big arrows, and they can do some damage. Cast forth lightning, scatter them. Shoot out your arrows, thine arrows, and destroy them. So he's calling on the Lord. I know you're able to do this. Send your hand from above, your hand of power, strength, authority. Rid me, deliver me out of this great waters from the hand of strange children. This wasn't just strange children. Let me tell you, the children that he's talking about, when he's going to sit here on a throne and he's going to take this throne, and he's going to rule and reign, he's got foreigners there. It doesn't mean race, creed, color. It means who is coming under the power and the authority of God? Are they coming against the truth? Are the people today coming against the truth? We need to know how to rule. Rule according to God's word. Agree with what God says. If he doesn't tell you to go do something, don't do it. Just wait. He said it's from above, and I love that because his ways are higher than ours. The heavens are higher than the earth. Whose mouth speaketh? And this is their, these are those people that are coming against him. Whose mouth are speaking vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. They're whispering about me. They're gossiping. They're talking about him. But he said, that doesn't mean anything. They're coming against me, but I'm trusting you, God. You have your way. Use your power, your authority in your vessel today. Notice this. He's not like, I thought of Nebuchadnezzar when he got up there and he said, I did this and I did that. You know, it's like you did it because God gave you. There's such a lesson in that. There's such a lesson to anybody in the body. I don't care who you are. It's the right hand of falsehood. They're gossiping. They're saying all these things against him. But who did he go to? He said, he's telling him right there, bow down the heavens, you come down, you'll fight for me. And that doesn't mean we just get to sit passively and go, well, the Lord said he'll fight for me, I don't have to do anything. You do what he leads you to do. But I guarantee you, if he leads you, there'll be a verse that says he led you to do it. And if there is no verse, that is not truth. It is a lie. And all the verses should correspond and dovetail together for this spiritual warfare. Look what David says. I will sing a new song unto thee. David's going to sing a new song? Yes. What did Paul say? As much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel. He learned more and more and more every day. But if God didn't put it in him, he'd have nothing to give. Well, the same thing with David. He's having new experiences. No matter where he's been placed, it was God that put him there. But he's still in dependence upon God. The Lord is for me. I will sing a new song. David wrote many songs, many unto the Lord. He sang songs when he was doing his little sheep out there on his little harp. Don't you think today he's writing a new song? It's deeper. It's even greater. His trials are becoming harder and harder. But I love his attitude of heart. This is not just for David. I'm going to sing a new song, but my song is going to be unto you, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. And yes, you can say 10 strings. Use your hands. You know, I've even been fought about my hands, about clapping for the Lord. Why do you have to clap so loud? I don't know. Ask him. I couldn't tell you why. He gave me these hands. And I have even tried to make it quieter because people have said stuff. Yeah, I did hear those things. So the thing is, now I just say, no, I'm using my instruments as unto God. And I will worship you, and I will praise you, and I will give thanks unto you, O God. You are worthy of our praise. You are worthy. And he said, on the 10 strings, but look what he says, I'll sing praises unto you. Everything he's singing is, oh God, what an awesome God. You see, he reigns. All these songs that we sing, it should be in here as unto the Lord. It is he. He's the one that gave salvation unto kings. He's the one. But remember, he's going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's going to be highest of all, and he is to be today. In the end of the book, what are they doing? They're usurping authority. They're not coming under Jesus' authority. But we have the word of God that says, I will bring everyone to bow down at your feet, and I will make your enemies come. They're going to worship you. That to me is like, I just love it. Who delivered David, his servant, from the hurtful sword. Rid me, deliver me. Now this, look, here's his prayer. Now watch. Oh Lord, rid me, deliver me from the hand of the strange children, those that speak against truth, whose mouth speaketh vanity to no profit. And their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons, you see, deliver me, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. If I'm going to be a king, I need to know how to rule. I need to know how to take this reign. I have to do it because God gives the ability. And when we put God first, our sons will be as plants grown up in their youth, and our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. You ever seen a pillar in a palace? How beautiful, how glorious that looks. It's upholding, it's so strong. We want our daughters to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That our garners may be fully affording all manner of store, that our sheep will bring forth thousands, 10,000s in our street? Now look, this is saying that our oxen may be strong to labor. Wait a minute, isn't there somebody? We're sitting here and he's talking to God, but isn't somebody going to be out there with the oxen? You see what I mean? You can't be complacent. You can't just sit there. Do put God first. It'll all fall into place. When God is the head of it, all things, and I don't like to just look at it as prosperous in the natural, but I thought of when we put him as Lord of our life, I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Are you passing that down to your children, to your daughters, and to your sons? That it will go on from generation to generation? Just because they're not walking in it, that's not your problem. Your part of the thing is, did you teach them? Are you walking in truth yourself? Are you showing them the way of Christ? Is the love, the joy, the peace, is all that ruling and reigning in your heart? You see, I honestly can say, I have need of growth, Lord, but I can praise him because I know he's going to do it. He promised he would. Look at the multiplication. Look at these sheep. They're going to bring forth thousands, 10,000s in our street. Can't you just see the sheep going everywhere? But I think when you know God is doing it, you can have billions of sheep. But I think the worship and the praise, it's for what can truly happen if we let God deliver us. Let God show me the way. Then our oxen will be strong to labor. There'll be no breaking in nor going out. Wouldn't that be nice? That there be no complaining in our streets. Why would we have to complain when we know God is going to take care of us? Why would we have to complain when we look around and say, God has prospered us spiritually and naturally? No complaining. Be content in whatever state I am in. Happy. I always think of happy as a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. You ever go in somewhere and people are just downhearted? And you come in and it's the Lord. And he just brings this melody out. And it just gets everybody in a better mood. You ever been around someone like that? He can stir it up. He can make them be happy in the Lord and in the power of his might. And we don't have to fear and worry about these things. What did he say to Abram? Abram, fear not. Fear not, I am with you. I am your reward. I am these things for you. How many of us are really taking that into heart? You see, because when I look at this, how he taught my hands to war and my strength, he gives it, he delivers me. That is a covenant-making God. That is someone who knows what God's grace is about. We know that he is a God above all gods. And he said, my mercies are new every morning, and my compassions, they fail not. Because it's new every morning. David sang a new song. Why? Because it was new mercy for today. He's depending still upon his God. As long as you're on this earth, you are always going to have need of him. Okay, so they're going to grow up. Happy is that people. Why are they happy? Oh, I'm happy in the Lord anyway. Why are you happy today? Because God has it. Because God is good. Because God's mercy is new every morning and his love, it won't fail. That's why I'm happy. No one else is going to make me happy unless they're walking in the Lord and in the power of his might. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Happy are those people that trust in God. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Their God is the Lord. He's their protector. He's doing everything. He taught him weapons to teach with, his sword, his spear, his arrows, his sling, using them, doing them properly. I think of 2 Corinthians 4, when he said, I have a treasure in an earthen vessel, that the power be of God and not of ourselves. I read these things and I look at the times in 2 Corinthians 4. I just want to go over there real quick. When it could have been just this. Oh, I'm troubled on every side. Oh, I'm perplexed. My goodness, I'm persecuted. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus. What if we just had those parts? When I read these, we're troubled on every side. That's all around us. We have battles inward and outward, yet not distressed. Look at the not distressed and say, wonder why. Why? Because it's God's power. It's not ours. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. Don't think there's no way out of this thing. There is a way, and I know the one who knows the way out. You ever been so low you went, oh, I'm just done. I'm done with them. I'm done with all of them. You ever said that? I hope you have, because I have. Persecuted, but guess what? You're not going to be forsaken. You'll be cast down. It said cast down, but not destroyed. See, all these but nots, that to me is good news. That's because he is my deliverer. He's my fortress. He's my high tower. He's everything to me. You're not gonna be destroyed. You go over to Romans 8 and you can read in there, nothing is gonna separate you from the love of God. So I don't care how deep the trial, how mean the enemy comes against you, no matter what he's wielding towards you, trickery, subtlety, I don't care what it is. Nothing is going to separate you from the love of God. He's going to care for you. He's going to protect you. He's going to support you. You know, I read over in Isaiah and it was talking about to go in and to comfort the people. God wants them to have peace, but he also wants them to exhort them. There's a time that he brings peace. Sometimes he has to bring correction. I used to hate correction because I thought it was the way the world does it. The world's got it all wrong. Ain't no love in that kind of correction. I don't see it. His correction. When you know someone really loves you, that was something my dad's been saying lately. Every time he hugs me goodbye, I love you, Penny. Don't ever forget how much I love you. I go, Dad, I'm not. I know you love me. You see, there's a difference. There are children today that don't know their parents love them. They don't know that. And it hurts. They need someone to lead and guide them in this. I heard Jonathan's girlfriend said she doesn't have a grandma anymore or a grandpa. But I got to meet her and she said, I have one now. And I go, ooh, I can't wait. We've had already one night, and I loved it. And I said, well, I'm not going to say you're all good in anything because I already did that once. And I said, this time I'm just going to sit back and watch the Lord, see what he's going to do. Let's all just thank him today, and no matter what comes, what may, nothing is greater than God. No one, nothing. You didn't teach God nothing. You didn't have to do this for God, that for God, this for God. He did it all for you. He sent his son. The joy that was set before him. You have so much joy set before us that we can endure the cross because it's not I that doeth it. Let's all stand.